This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
We were smack dab in the middle of news when we were interrupted, and Courtney is off today. She will be with us tomorrow at JetBlue Park for day one of our spring training broadcast. Of course, on Thursday night, we would love to hang out with you if you listen to the show on the Odyssey app or you stream it in Florida. However you listen in Florida, we would love to hang out with you. We did this last year, and it was a blast, and we're doing it again. So we will be at the new Ore and Iron in Fort Myers on Thursday night, and we'd love to have you join us around 7 or so for a beverage and for some frivolity. And that is right near the Topgolf. So we would love to see you on Thursday night. But make sure tomorrow morning, bright and early, you're up and at 'em. And Alex Cora will be on this show to start us off tomorrow morning from Fort Myers. But Chime, rest of the news?
Yes, Greg. Police in Beverly, Mass. Are looking for a man accused of peeing all over a local bar instead of just going to the restroom.
No. Older guy, younger guy.
He seems to be like in his middle ages. The other night, someone decided to turn a local drinking establishment into their personal bathroom, peeing all over the bar instead of using the restroom like a normal human being, the police said in a Facebook post. Not only is this disgusting, but it is also incredibly disrespectful to the staff and patrons. Investigators released a surveillance photo of the suspect and urged him to come forward and take responsibility.
Huh. Mm. Well, maybe he was just lazy or too intoxicated to get up and make his way to the bathroom.
Oh, what he was thinking.
I don't know.
What does that accomplish? Like, I just...
Well, I mean, I don't think he did it on purpose. I wasn't there. So
I feel like
no
you
idea.
Have to be really drunk to do that.
He must have been sauced up then.
Yes. Can't they identify him, though? You said they have the, like, surveillance.
They have a surveillance photo of him, I believe, but they have yet to identify him.
Okay, all right.
Greg, some alien news for you.
Oh.
Scientists who are on a mission to Peru to prove that the Peruvian mummies are indeed aliens have made a new discovery.
Uh-huh. Now, Peruvian alien mummies... a lead or two from me about these.
Oh, I remember these.
Remember?
Yes.
Okay. So what have they found?
So dozens of these specimens were discovered in the Nazca Desert, and they found evidence of cavity fillings and clear evidence of dental work, suggesting that the mummies are indeed biological beings.
And not from England.
This is very interesting. So... they would have had some sort of space-age dentistry performed on them on their planet.
Correct.
And then came here. I mean, because those bodies are ancient.
Yes.
Or the mummies, the mummified bodies are ancient So therefore, it wouldn't have been possible for the dental work to be performed on them if they were here in the United
States. So can I offer a different theory?
Certainly.
Of course.
Because I love theories. Greg, what if time travel is real? And these are simply people from the future having gone back in the past, died, and then their bodies were mummified. That's why they have the dental work. They are, in fact, humans, but they're time travelers.
I don't know if I am more likely to believe in time travel than I am in the existence of space aliens.
Wow.
Like, I would. What? Which do you think is more likely?
I'd probably go with space aliens. So, but then again, there are a lot of photos out there. They could be doctored up. Of potential time travelers where people were seen with, like, in the early 1900s with electronic handheld devices.
Okay. There's like one or two of those.
No, no, they're all over the Google world.
So can I just express this very quickly?
Yes.
I believe with every fiber of my being that there were humanity was at a far greater place than we find ourselves now before a cataclysmic event occurred, which is what explains the pyramids. There is no way that you can tell me that given what would have been available to what we think about at the time the pyramids were built, that they were able to do that just as men and women building these, the way that they do the physics of it, how heavy these parts of the structures that created the Sphinx and the pyramids.
So all that stuff happened here before some sort of cataclysmic event.
Yes. That there was
a meteor asteroid or
right.
whatever.
That we were far ahead of where we currently find ourselves.
Okay.
Because there is no scientific way you can explain it.
The meteor took out the dentists who were doing like the surgery on these dudes.
Well, and they're also, I mean, who wants a dentist?
Yes. Right. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
I just thought they were, you know, they were like a lot of smart people in this world and able to figure out how to build the pyramids back in the day with elephants.
All right. What's next, Sean?
Next, Greg, a wild caught on camera brawl happened at the Atlanta airport last week, and a recording of the violent battle has now gone viral. The fight broke out on February 19th at the Spirit Airlines gate.
Oof.
At Georgia Hatfield's Jackson International Airport.
I am.
Involved seems to be two groups of men and women punching and kicking each other. One woman climbed over a row of airport chairs to launch kicks into the crowd. As others rained blows down on each other, some fell to the ground and tried to shield themselves. Mitch has the video for you on Twitch if you are watching on Twitch or YouTube. We actually have audio, too, from an Atlanta brawl witness.
Honestly, I can't believe people would get that defensive over flying out of somewhere. That's just craziness.
I wonder where the reasoning on why it started. Do we know?
Was it... I don't know why. Do you know why it started, Sean?
Actually, Greg, I believe it was because someone was watching a movie on their phone without headphones.
Oh, the absolute worst.
That'll get it done.
All set. Got those for Valentine's Day. Nice set of earpods. So I am ready to roll.
AirPods.
AirPods,
I am ready to roll today.
I have a hot food take that you wouldn't expect from me about the airport. The Chili's at... Well, Palm Beach, I don't know where they else are, but the Chili's to go at the airport got James the crispy chicken strips, whatever, chicken crispers, the best chicken tender I've ever had in my life.
Really? Wow. Wiggy will not agree with that.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not four, so I don't eat chicken tenders.
Well, so, I mean,
but you say the best.
There's nothing better than having a kid eating chicken tenders.
You said Popeye's is the best fast food chicken, correct?
Or
am I wrong about that?
No, I like Popeye's chicken sandwich. I like Church's chicken. I like Popeye's wings, though. They got
Dude,
some good...
Chick-fil-A is goated.
Yes,
right,
it is.
But Chick-fil-A is...
Yes, it is. Chick-fil-A is fantastic.
It's so good, man. And you can, like, save it. You could stick it in the fridge and have it the next day. It's equally as good.
Right, but it's weird
great.
Because
everything
it's...
Everything is great. Everything is great there. What's next?
Well, we actually have another food story. A woman out in California, in Los Angeles, to be specific, seems where all of the content creators live, spent $19 on one single organic strawberry.
What?
She was shopping at the upscale grocery Erewhon. She is a TikToker named Alyssa.
Uh-huh.
And so we have audio of Alyssa tasting this $19 single strawberry, which is packaged and imported from Kyoto, Japan.
Okay. So, and then I'm assuming it's not just her. Like, we know about it because it went viral.
Correct.
But there are actual people in California who spend $19 buying one strawberry?
One single individual strawberry. Greg, that is correct.
Because it's from Japan.
It is claimed to be some of the best fruit in the world.
That's the package that it comes in, which is probably like $12.
Yeah, the company that sells this fruit says it's only the highest quality fruits from Japan.
Okay.
Would you like to hear the TikTok?
Yes.
Try the $19 strawberry from Erewhon, and I got two of them. And yes, each one is $19, and they're imported from Kyoto, Japan. This is so bougie. It's on like a little stand. I only bought two, and my car literally smells like strawberries. Okay, let's try it. Oh, that's fresh. Oh my gosh. Okay, it does taste good, but is it worth the $19?
No.
Okay, let's try this one too.
Yeah.
This one tastes better.
Okay.
But honestly, guys, I've had strawberries just as good that weren't $19.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Greg, I have a question, and I'm honestly asking this. Do you feel this? I've never had like Wagyu or Kobe beef I know of. Is it worth it, or is it?
I don't think it's, I personally don't think it's better than, like, you get a good piece of Brant beef or something. It's,
right.
I would not, like, those people pay like $1,000 an ounce or something,
right.
Like, when it comes to the Wagyu. And
That A5 Wagyu, baby. That stuff goes hard.
Yeah, I just, no.
Like, to me, a great ribeye, like, I don't need, or a filet, like.
Yeah.
Isn't it really about the person who cooks it up, right?
Right. You know? As long as it's cooked right.
I always get a filet, and no matter where I get a filet from, you know, like at that level of restaurant, they're all really good, so.
Right.
All right, what's next?
Next, Greg, we have the dumbest of the day.
Oh, okay.
Stop being dumb.
And now, this woman is stone cold dumb.
I'm a dumbass.
The dumbest of the day.
Try again, dumbass.
All right, Curtis, we listened to everything that happened over the weekend, and we have determined this may have been the dumbest of the day.
Yeah, I don't know if I feel comfortable dumbest, but unluckiest or worst possible outcome for this gentleman in Pennsylvania. A gambling addict, a 46-year-old man in PA, won a $57,000 jackpot at a Pennsylvania casino earlier this month.
Not bad.
But he won't be getting a dime from the casino, which I think is horse bleep, because he has a gambling problem, and he previously banned himself from the casino. So he cannot cash in the ill-begotten gains.
Oh, the poor guy.
That he had.
So you can do that.
I guess.
Like, you can go on, if you think you have a problem, you can go on and say, don't let me in here.
Right.
Like, I should do it with Van Leeuwen. But so he had done that, and then he went and he won the jackpot, and now they're not going to give it to him.
That is correct.
Oh,
we have audio of the Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board representative Doug.
They have an option of 1 year, 5 years, or a lifetime ban. It is enforced if they enter a casino while on the list, with penalties for trespassing, and that includes a fine, and also forfeiture of all winnings achieved during the visit.
Wow.
Of course.
That is just...
Poor guy.
I have a question for this gentleman. Let's say, Doug, also, he must have spent money, right? So if he won a jackpot, they should refund him then the money he spent to play the game.
But it almost made it seem like the guy who was talking from the casino, there's like some application that you click on that says...
You ban yourself.
Yeah, and you ban yourself. So once he does that, then it doesn't matter whatever money he spends, whatever money he wins, because he's technically banned.
But so what I'm saying is he should get the money back that he bet if he can't keep the winnings.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Wow. Well,
poor guy.
50 Sucks. Grand.
Probably regrets
putting himself on that list.
All right. That is the news. Shime, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Greg.
And let's get to what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Celtics stay hot as they grabbed their fifth win in a row yesterday, beating the Knicks 118-105. Tatum led the way with 25 points, 10 boards, and 9 assists. They head to Toronto to take on the Raptors tomorrow night at 7. The other winter team in town, the Bruins, not so hot. They've now lost 3 in a row as they fell to the Ducks 3-2 on Saturday. They'll try to get a win tomorrow as they welcome in the Maple Leafs. Puck drop for that one also at 7 o'clock. Alex Ovechkin closing in on Wayne Gretzky. He had a hat trick yesterday, putting him only 13 goals away from the great one and his record of most career goals in NHL history. The Red Sox fell to the Blue Jays yesterday in spring training action 8-7. We got to see Garrett Crochet for almost 2 full innings yesterday. Struck out 4. I'm sorry. Today's game against the Yankees has been postponed, delayed, moved, whatever you want to call it, to 4:05 this afternoon due to inclement weather, which you can catch on AM 850 and across the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh.
My favorite so far that I found is the baseballmlb.com website where it says how to find out if your game has been delayed or postponed.
Oh, there's a choice.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because you can do both of them. It's that simple. Will Fleming and Cooper Boardman will have the call of the Sox spring training game today. And Shedeur Sanders has opted out of the NFL Combine. He will work out at his pro day in Colorado in about a month. Trending Now is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss with a 98% customer satisfaction rating and thousands of five-star reviews. The choice is clear. Awaken180weightloss.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Scheimer, great job with the news. Great job with the trend. I love you, despite our vast disagreements. 30 degrees right now in Boston, partly cloudy, afternoon high.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Quiggy, seems like your old teammate Steve Smith has found himself in a bit of a pickle.
Wrong. Not sure I'd...
Not, you wouldn't use that that phrasing.
Some pickles were found, all right.
Wow. I mean, I'm guessing that... I know that, in case you missed this, a scorned husband took to social media to share some text messages that he had discovered between Wiggy's old teammate Steve Smith and the man's wife. Man's wife was a dancer on the Ravens dance team. Is
like
that
in the it says in the band or something, but somewhere along those lines,
okay.
Part of the Ravens,
okay.
You know,
and
staff.
He discovered very graphic, untoward text messages. Oof. Between the missus and
they
Steve
were.
Smith.
Wow.
So then the guy gets his number off her phone.
Yep.
I'm gathering.
Right.
And calls.
Steve's like, new phone, who this?
Steve Smith, to his credit, if it was he that answered,
yep,
said, I'm sorry.
Well,
and then didn't say anything else.
No.
And hung up.
Yeah, because that's because the guy was kind of putting him on blast. Like,
yeah.
Bro, you're not going to say nothing. You talk a lot of trash now. Hold on. You're not going to say nothing. He was just like, I want to say something. Let me just hang up.
Yeah. That's why you never answer. If it says unknown, never answer.
Believe me. Learn that one.
It's never good news.
Never answer it.
Never good news on the unknown. But, I mean, I don't...
Wild.
I don't think this will affect his broadcast career. I mean, it's really nobody's business. And
No. It shouldn't affect his broadcast
consenting
career.
Consenting adults, as they say.
Yeah. But you know how, like, these shows are when it comes to whether it's NFL Network or ESPN. And there's dirt out there because somebody gets into it. And it's one thing, like, we saw the... like. Paul Pierce basically got fired.
Totally.
For him. So it depends on the person. Because they didn't really do that in the Shannon Sharp.
But, yeah.
And I mean, that was really consensual.
The Paul Pierce thing was like during the pandemic. I don't know. Do you think he would be fired for that today?
Oh, well, I don't think a lot of people that were fired. I think the world has changed and gotten back to some normalcy.
Right.
Where people are like, what you do at home is none of my business.
Right.
And like,
do you think Spaz would be fired today for bringing strippers in?
Whenever we mention that, he gets so mad because he gets hate mail. Spaz has got a legion of fans. The only thing that I've thought of at ESPN where they talked about a private story on air was Rex's feet.
Mm.
Like, they did have a couple jokes about that.
Right.
But didn't
NFL Network, didn't they fire Michael Irvin?
So whatever happened with that? Because there was dueling suits.
Yeah.
Where Michael Irvin was at, it was like a Marriott.
Yes.
And so, like, there was a woman there, and then there were just...
I think he ended up winning that lawsuit. And
crazy.
Or maybe
we should talk about when that happens a little bit more, because we dragged Michael Irvin for weeks on it.
Right. Well, I think he actually lost his job because I don't think it'll be, you know, as long as the NFL Network, that's who Steve Smith works for, doesn't have like an issue with it. Like you said, it's your business, even though it's he's married, this lady was married, and it's like, you know, it's everywhere on social media. If they don't have an issue with it, you know. I mean, I don't think somebody should get fired for what they do in their private life, even if you don't like it.
But if you were the scorned husband, would you make the phone call?
Well, it's interesting because people were getting on him about that, and then he posted to social media or somewhere, and he was basically like, "Listen, I'm a nobody. You'll never hear from me again. But Steve Smith is a somebody. So guess what?"
I'm going out
in like a blaze of glory. Right. So I guess that was his approach to it was like, you know, I'm a nobody, but I'm going to put him on Front Street and let the world to see if I don't say anything, maybe this is something that's swept under the rug.
Yeah.
And because he called him and Steve's like, I'm sorry. And then it's kind of like, you know, one of these things that everybody picked it up, and it's like, it's bananas.
I mean, it seems like Steve Smith, even though he's married, he may be for them screets.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know how long he's going to be married for.
Good thing Wiggy was yelling at him, and he wasn't yelling at Talina in the clubhouse or the locker room there.
What was your beef about?
He was upset that I said, which is maddening to me. He was upset that I said when I played with him, he kind of had like a bully mentality, which he did. And New England was like, I think he was like going to be a free agent. And I was like, oh, they should go after Steve Smith. They should get him. And
I said this on the radio?
Yeah, on the radio. And I said they should sign him because he's a great player. I said, well, when I played with him, he had a couple issues, like, you know, where he had this kind of like bully mentality, yelling at the coaches. And that was just his like demeanor of who he was. And I said, but he probably could have changed over time because I played with him in 2002. And this was like right when he was going to Baltimore.
You got him to the only Super Bowl he went to.
In 2010. Or something along those lines. I say he probably changed over time. You know what I mean? Who the hell knows? And then I saw him, and then he was like, yo, I heard what you were saying about me. But I saw him like 5 years after I said that.
What?
And I'm like, what? I had no idea what he was talking about. I was like, what you talking about? And then he just, you know, he took it the wrong way. He was upset about it. But, you know, I was like, whatever. You know what I mean? No big deal. And then couple years later, he's on TV doing basically the same thing that I'm doing, you know, calling people out and saying, hey, you know, maybe this guy isn't good enough or whatever, or this guy when I played with him was like this. And so, you know, I guess, like, you know, karma comes back on everybody, man. But yo, them streets don't, hey, what's done in the dark, they always say, this comes to the light.
Amen.
So you got to be careful.
What is he? So he said NFL Network still?
Yeah, I think he's at NFL Network.
I don't love his stuff. I thought he'd be better because he was such a talker. But he's kind of, for me.
Well, remember, he got into it with, I think it was Jerry Jeudy on the sidelines. And like, it basically the same thing. He was criticizing Jerry Jeudy. Jerry Jeudy didn't like it and kind of said something to him. And, you know, so I'm like, now I'm like, damn, I ain't seen him, but if I saw him, I'd be like, bro, you got mad at me for something that you're doing now, you know?
Well, I mean, you would win that one pretty easily, I would guess.
We've had this debate before, but should the person who is cheated on be angrier at the spouse?
Right.
Or the person that is the interloper in the middle. That's why I'm saying.
Always like, the spouse, I feel like.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
the other, you know, Steve Smith, whatever, like, you know.
Chalk it up to the game, you know what I mean? If you were able to bag my wife.
Some people, they don't feel that way. They're like, that person led my wife astray, so.
No, what did you feel like on prom night when your date wasn't with you?
I felt like it was my dad's fault because he gave me a curfew.
Yeah. See, it had nothing to do with another guy.
Right.
So he just missed out.
That was, I'm sure it did.
You missed out.
I was gone. I was home, and that was it. That was the end of
your last chance.
Melissa Philbrick and I never got back.
Didn't she call in one day?
The old show, we had her on the old
show. That's awesome.
Yeah, she did. She lives in Florida with the pool magnate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what, like, the husband, when he calls him, he's like, you know, you knew she was married, but I'm thinking to myself, like,
His wife knew that Steve Smith was married,
like,
too.
You shouldn't be married. You shouldn't be mad at Steve Smith. You should be, like, going to your wife, like, damn, I can't believe you did this.
Yeah.
You know, I always look at it that way.
Call the number.
Hold on.
If you call the number now.
Hold on.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you can't say S's and giggles on the public airwaves. So Sean dumped out.
Okay, then. I definitely shouldn't say what's on Steve Smith's his outgoing voicemail message. If you call it now, give it a listen. Not very appropriate, but very funny.
I'm
here to F your wife.
Holy God.
So you called the number and now he has that message on it? Huh.
Call it right now. It's
so okay.
All right, that's, Jackson, don't bleep it. Roll it in. Let's do it.
but I'm with you. Like, I put it more on the spouse, the person who does the cheating than the other person. You know what I mean? Because if you could bag my wife, I'm mad at you, but if I don't know you like that, I'm more mad at her. Or I should be like, damn, what did I do that she's going to hook up with somebody else?
But what if you're paying for your kid's jujitsu lessons and then that person jumps in and takes over your wife?
Yo, see, that if you know the person, okay, that's different.
All right.
Because now it's like, wait a second, I know you. Now I'm mad at both of you because I know you. I let you in my house. I let you, you know, drink out of, you know, drink my Kool-Aid and have a beer with me. And then it's like the 1 minute I go out of town, you slipping and sliding.
I would also say this. I'm ripping Brady twice today, but getting your kid a $300,000 watch.
Hey, that's called having money, bro.
Oh, my God.
Don't be mad at the player. Be mad at the game.
I'm not. Brady, something happened. He's changed. Like, I remember he used to be on every Monday, and he would just say he tries to, like, bring normalcy. Like, he's been very privileged. His kids are very privileged. Like, he's there with his buddy in New Orleans before the Super Bowl, and he hands him this watch that's, like, you could buy a house with.
Huh? Yeah.
I mean,
but if you could do that for your kid probably wants it. You make your kid feel good.
A 13-year-old kid would not know the difference between a $30,000 watch, a $300 watch.
He's 17, though.
No, not his eldest. It's his middle, Benny.
I thought he bought it for the oldest one.
The one that's in the video that he shared was not Jack, it was Ben.
No, it was, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, even then, at 13 nowadays, I mean, if that was my dad and I was 13 years old, I would be wanting that type of, because this is.
But he probably missed a lot of time with them lately because of doing the Fox stuff.
Really?
So, no, I wouldn't
don't
say.
You, think? You leave Friday or Saturday, you're back Monday.
I guess maybe I'm giving him too much credit that it's work, but I'm sure he's doing. I'm sure he's doing stuff with the Raiders, and so I don't know. Maybe he's feeling guilty which, I mean, it's not his
fault. Did you see
fault.
Belichick? He got Jordan Orange Julius over the weekend.
That's a nice watch, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Isn't that a nice watch?
Yeah. And look, you could tell he's got on the Kendrick Lamar t-shirt. So you could tell, like, the kid is definitely.
Well, he was doing the halftime show.
No. He's wearing the Kendrick. Yeah. But you could tell that he's got some swag to him. And so him rocking around with a nice watch like that because his dad can do it. I bet when he's 16, he's going to be like, Dad, get me a Bentley.
Anyway, just my thoughts. It popped in my head.
Yeah, don't trip on it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got it like that, hey, be happy. I wish I had it like that.
Here's a 617 text that says, are we going to discuss how the Bruins are going to handcuff themselves for the next 3 years with Brad Marchand? We already did. Curtis actually has a... well, we could go, I guess. What do you say, Curtis? New audience every 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Don Sweeney yesterday indicating that the Bruins are working on an extension with Brad Marchand. That would mean they would not trade the veteran elsewhere. You can play that audio, and then Curtis will give you his theory.
Brad has said that he'd like to be a Bruin for life. Do you want that?
That's always been my ultimate goal. We've been in negotiations with Brad and communicating with him throughout the year. We'll have to have a conversation now that Four Nations is over and sit down with Brad and his representatives and have a clearer path in the next 2 weeks as to what his final outcome will be.
So you say that, you know, if you are thinking of shopping somebody and you want to get max value, then you talk about how you can't wait to re-sign him and give him whatever he wants because he's Brad Marchand.
Yeah, there's no way in zero capacity does it benefit the team to publicly discuss trading Marchand until the deal has been consummated, because you're already going to deal with backlash when you make the deal. Why would you let people in on the fact that you're shopping him before you actually execute the transaction? So if I'm running the Bruins, to me, and you don't do a full fire sale, like offload anybody that you don't view as part of your core going forward, then you're doing a disservice to the organization.
I think it's a great move by Sweeney, because even to take it to a deeper level of conspiracy, what he's actually telling the league and the team that he could potentially trade him to is that Brad still wants to play.
Right.
So that new team that would trade for a guy like Brad Marchand would go, oh, we can now maybe sign him for another couple of years, and he can obviously help us this year to get over the hump, but he'll still be part of organization for the next couple of years to win a Stanley Cup, because you're not going to trade him to some crappy team. You're going to trade him to a contender. So it's pretty good for him to say that.
When Cam and Don Sweeney are sitting down today, tomorrow, whatever, how quickly do you think they look at this team being a team that can move past the first round of the playoffs? A year?
Mm.
2 years?
A year.
A year?
You think a year?
Yes, absolutely.
Is it that easy in hockey, though?
Well, yes. I mean, they fired their coach, and then they had the record number of wins in the regular season. I mean,
yeah, but they already had a core that was had proven that they could win in the playoffs. Like, with this team, you're even if you get a new coach, you're bringing back the same core.
Look at, like, we saw Binnington in the USA Four Nations game against Canada.
Uh-huh.
The Blues were out of the playoffs halfway through the year. They won the Stanley Cup. They were a mediocre team that got hot. In no other sport is it easier to go, you know, Swayman plays out of his mind, and you could win a round. I'm not saying Stanley Cup contender, but I'm like, for me, this whole core of Marchand, Bergeron, Chara, that era is one of the more overrated eras in the history of Boston sports.
Mm-hmm.
They won once.
Yeah.
And they haven't won in 14 years. And so, to me, I want to see the direction of this team. I want to see a new coach.
Right.
I'd like to see a new GM.
Right.
But either way, you can't approach this deadline. Extending Marchand makes zero sense. Zero.
Right, but you have the thing. The problem that you have is you don't have, where's your new core that you're building around? Like, building around Pasta and McAvoy, okay, great. You're not going to trade those guys. But Zadorov has been a major fail. Both Lindholms have been a major fail.
Scheim loves Geeky.
So when you think
big
of
fan.
When you think of, like, the core and the other guys, you really only have, because you would trade Coyle, you would trade.
Well, you can't. I still think you can't trade Charlie Coyle. He did that 7-year deal where he can't be traded.
He's from Sturbridge.
Like, but you would, though, right? Do you look at him as, because you asked the question, like, if they're sitting there and they go, all right, if we bring everybody back, so now we got to do the thought process is, do what Curtis says, we got to pray and hope that the goalie gets hot for us to make a deep run.
Well, that's why I'm saying it's not like you're stuck with guys that, and you get credit for going for it 2 seasons ago or whatever, when you had the best record in the league. But you also hurt yourself by doing deals with guys who didn't pan out.
Right.
And you're stuck there.
And couldn't you make the argument that the only cup they have is because their goalie played out of his mind?
Yeah.
Like, if Tim Thomas is just great,
well,
not
mean,
unbelievable.
Have, like, Patrice Bergeron in his prime, Curtis.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, did you watch the Canadian series when they were down 2-0 in double overtime? And Tim Thomas made save after save after save?
I would say he was the reason why you were able to win a Stanley Cup.
Right.
But you had a good enough core that even though when you moved on from Tuukka Rask, you had enough talent to be able to get you there. And then obviously it's about how the goalie plays. But this is similar to what, like, we saw with the Patriots from a couple years ago. You go out and you get all these guys, and then these guys don't stop panning out. And then the question becomes, and I don't know about hockey, how long do you wait and stick around with these guys? Or do you say, all right, we just got to rip it down and try to build a whole new core of players around Pasta and Coyle?
Yeah.
Because do you feel good about the core that they have outside of Pasta, excuse me, not Coyle, but McAvoy?
No, I really don't.
So if you're the Bruins and you're coming and you're sitting, like, you asked,
I mean, Hampus Lindholm was, you know, a little above meh.
Right.
Until the injury, and now he's done. But other than that,
Zadorov is meh. Elias Lindholm is meh. You know, we've talked about Charlie Coyle, and maybe he's a good third line centerman, but you're paying him, he should be a top six forward. Then you've brought up Geeky, you've brought up Frederick, brought up.
I'd get whatever you can
for everybody.
For everybody,
right? So now is it possible to trade guys that you only had for 1 year? Like, would you think about trading I'm asking this question? Would you think about trading if you could, Lindholm, both Lindholms,
And well, yeah, you're going to end up having to cover, I would assume, some of that salary.
Okay. So maybe you wouldn't want to do it then? Because I was going to throw Zadorov.
God, Zadorov stinks. Right. You need to ship him out of here ASAP. He is a walking two-minute miner.
Right. So is that somebody that you would look to trade, Chime, 1 year after you gave him a pretty good contract?
Please. Yep, absolutely. Right. I'll eat some of the contract. I don't care. Get him out.
All right. All right. So then I guess those are the questions that – and then Curtis brings up a good point, is do the Jacobs feel like Cam and Sweeney can have – can they do enough to change this team and get them back? Or have they been – or at least Cam, has he been around here long enough and Sweeney where it's like – now we might need some new fresh blood, or at least, hey, Cam, you got to go in a different direction than Sweeney.
Yeah, I mean, we were out, I'll just say, during the roadshow season, we spoke with someone who would know that said that the brass, Charlie's dad, Chairman Jacobs, Jeremy, is still very engaged.
Correct.
Speaks to Cam Neely, we were told, almost daily.
Yes.
So
Neely's safe.
I would guess that Neely's safe, but yes. I don't know if Sweeney is.
Right. And that would nearly move on from, it seems like, Sweeney and say, all right, maybe we need to get a new guy in.
But I don't put a lot of it on Don Sweeney. Like,
all right.
I
what? Who do you put it on?
They ended up going for it, and I put it on the players. Like, they went out and mortgaged their future that, you know, record-setting season,
mm-hmm.
and the players... They tried to put it on the coach. The players weren't able to advance past the first round.
Like, but he did select the players, right?
And he made the wrong decision in firing Cassidy.
Like, it may not be entirely his fault, but he does have some culpability in this.
Don't you think the Bruins are in a better place now if Cassidy's here and you don't have the Monty era?
Yes.
And that was your biggest thing. So you would go, wait a second, that was Sweeney's decision to move on from Cassidy.
Well, I thought it was Patrice Bergeron's decision. That's what everybody around here told me.
Yeah, maybe he was, but maybe part of it was...
Bergeron could have stopped it. That's the truth. Yeah.
But maybe part of it was Sweeney would rather listen to Bergeron and the players and say, take their side and move on from Cassidy.
Yeah.
Because what are you going to do? It looks like you're going to be in the market for a new coach anyways. So now, what's that direction look like?
You save money, you get a coach GM. All right, we got to take a break. We will be right back. Tomorrow on this show, day one of our spring training broadcast from JetBlue Park, and Alex Cora will be with us tomorrow morning. Just to follow up, because we have people everywhere who listen to this show, and because it's so egregious, I was sent the video of the dude at the bar in Beverly.
Oh, wow.
Relieving himself. And it's so savage and so egregious. I do not understand. The guy doesn't look drunk either. Mitch can share it with you on Twitch this morning. I think it was taking him a minute or two to load it and get it ready to go. But it is how the man, and it's a long, it's like, it's a long, the stream. It's like, it's not like
quick.
It wasn't quick. It's really disturbing. So, I'm just waiting on Mitch. He doesn't have it yet, I guess.
This is like a, Jerry Seinfeld show reference. This is like a poppy where he,
yes, Wiggy.
Where he relieves himself on the couch.
Yes. Oh, there's also good news for you and Shime this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
both of whom are planning weddings.
Ooh.
And Taco Bell has unveiled a new $777 Las Vegas wedding package.
Oh, wow. Okay.
At their cantina. They have a cantina in Vegas.
Mm.
And so... you get an Elvis impersonator, Vegas showgirls,
all right,
a taco 12-pack, a Cinnabon Delights cake, and a hot sauce bouquet.
Oh,
I mean, perfect. Can I say a quick?
Sounds pretty good.
Quick thing. I if they're a sponsor, I take it back. But Cinnabon smells much better than it tastes.
I enjoy Cinnabon quite a bit.
Like, we were in that Mall of America in Minneapolis for a week. And, like, finally, like, day three, I was like, okay, F it. This has smelled so good the entire trip. I'm going to go grab one. Not great. Not the best. I mean, the cinnamon buns in, where is it? Old Orchard Beach?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Those are legit. Cinnabon, yeah. Not great.
They're big, though. Cinnabon's big, so it's like you can only eat half of it. Because if you eat the whole thing, you just feel like, oh, I'm a fat slob.
Yeah.
Because they are massive.
You want to know what smells great, like in a mall or something, and actually tastes great?
Auntie Anne.
Yes, Wiggy.
Agreed.
Right on it.
A thousand points.
It is the best pretzels.
Oh, man, I love those.
It's pretzel day.
I get them in the cup, the ones with the little salt on it.
Oh, yeah, I love Auntie
Cinnamon
Anne's.
Sugar ones? Oh, baby.
No, I just like the regular buttered salt ones. So.
Nice.
Greg likes it unsalted.
The food court is really a last resort.
Not really. I feel like
the food court is a dying art.
Chicken teriyaki? Which one is that? That's damn good.
No, there's plenty of good Asian spots in a food court. Food court has got some, you know, they got Charlie's over there. Right. If you have a Steak and Shake.
Chinese, kid.
They got some good stuff.
I mean, what was Zabaro? Where do you rank?
Zabaro's in
New York Slice.
Court. Yeah. If you feel like pizza, they always get sick.
There was a Sbarro. Actually, we'll see it today. Terminal A. There's a Sbarro pizza.
Oh,
we can all
there?
Get a slice. Can't wait.
There's a Chick-fil-A at the food court at the Pheasant Lane Mall in Nashville.
Oh, wow.
I had Chick-fil-A in Florida. It is so good. God, is it good.
A lot of Chick-fil-A's in the Atlanta airport where the brawl broke out.
Yes.
Oh, look out.
We actually have a news segment for this.
Uh-huh.
Isn't it? It's Would Devers Eat It? Is that what it, is that what it is?
Well, that's because Mego said he looks like he put on a few pounds.
Yes, he did. All right. I don't know. Mitch is... Can we get new computers around here?
What happened?
It's like he's not able... It's condensing the video, long file. Like, literally, it's on my phone. It takes 5 seconds. Somebody sent me, like... We got to get him. We got to get Mitch some help.
Get him a MacBook or something.
I will get the video for you coming up.
I have a question for you very quickly. What you used to be in the restaurant biz forever. What is the duration that you should wait before you say something when you've ordered dinner at a place? Like, how long is too long to be waiting for your entree to arrive?
Oh, I don't know. That's a great question.
Maybe we can get to it later. I'm just curious.
Did you have to wait long?
We had one place down in Florida, and it was like 25 minutes. And with a toddler, I just said, F it. We'll just take it to go.
Did you get a nap?
No, nothing. Just drinks.
So order, then
25
wait.
Minutes.
Yeah, that's too long.
Yeah.
Because after about 10 minutes, 12 minutes, they should be, all right, your food will be out shortly.
Right.
Because, you know, it depends on how many people it takes and, you know, the type of restaurant.
Was the place jammed?
No.
No?
Yeah, that's way too long.
No, that's a long time.
Yeah, you got to be like, if you don't get your food within 10 minutes, you got to be like, hey, what's going on here?
Were you pleasant about it? Or?
Oh, yeah. I said, we have a very nice evening, but we'll just take it to go.
Oh.
No. Great Rossi.
To go. Okay.
Molto bene.
All right, we will be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.